Sup? I'm resting and I'm just thinking out loud. Cue music. Hello and welcome back to my podcast. Today we are going to be looking at 25 of the greatest unsolved mysteries. 25 greatest unsolved mysteries ever, which is on list25.com/25-greatest-unsolved-mysteries-ever/. And then there's nothing else. So, if you want to go check that out yourself, I will put the link in the description. And they've got some other things on this website that you can look at, like 25 most bizarre spiders. I hate spiders, so we're not going to look at that. 25 of humanity's most brutal methods of execution, if you're interested in that stuff. 25 surreal body modifications that will make you cringe. 25 freakiest cemeteries that will creep you out. I might have to check that out later because we're all interested in freaky stuff here. Like on this podcast, I mean. 25 crazy and extreme ways people try to stay thin. Yeah. Just eat healthy, guys. Thinness doesn't really matter. I mean, like, as long as you like the way you look, and you are, like, perfectly healthy, then you're fine. And then there's 25 steamy romantic books you'll want to get lost in. So, 1 out of 6 of those would be okay for, I don't know. Let's just get into the reading, okay? Alright, the first mystery we have, number 25, the Taos Hum. And Taos is spelled T-A-O-S. So I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but you're gonna have to deal with it. So, in the small town of Taos, New Mexico, there is a certain buzz often heard on the horizon that can be compared to the sound of a distant diesel engine. So like a car engine, yeah. Although it can be heard by the naked ear, various sound detection devices are not able to pick it up. So you try recording it on your phone, you play back the audio that you recorded, nothing is heard. So the people that heard it are probably going crazy. They're hearing stuff. This is known as the Taos Hum, and to this day, no one still knows how this sound is being created. So either a lot of people are going crazy, or this sound just somehow can't be detected on audio recording devices. I don't know. Number 24, the Voynich Manuscript. The Voynich Manuscript was written in a language that men through the centuries have tried to decode to no avail. So this manuscript is written in a language that nobody knows. The only idea anyone has of its origin are the drawings found on various pages. Wow. And number 23, and this is a famous unknown, like, this is a famous unsolved mystery. Jack the Ripper. The name Jack the Ripper has been heard in many shows and movies pertaining to the serial killer who murdered 11 women in London, East End, in the late 1800s. I've actually got a theory that I heard about Jack the Ripper once. It is theorized by some people that Jack the Ripper was actually a woman. Now, you may be asking, why did they theorize that? Well, a woman in the 1800s, she would have been able to get away with it because no one would have suspected it to be a woman murdering other women. For what reason they thought that, I don't know, but if it was a woman, they got away with it. Because no one knows who Jack the Ripper is, really. So, the whole women theory actually, like, the new name for that would be, like, I think Jane the Ripper is what they called it. But, I actually think it could be either someone someone who was a man that is very clever and got away with these murders, or it could be a woman, because back then men thought that women couldn't do anything really except for take care of the family, clean the house. Yeah. So it could be very likely that this was a woman, and the woman got away with it because no one thought that it could be a woman who would kill these people, these women. So it could be pretty likely. Number 22, the Bermuda Triangle. Also a famous one because I think it's theorized that Amelia Earhart disappeared somewhere in that Bermuda Triangle right there. And a lot of ships have gone missing, a lot of airplanes. Known as the Bermuda Triangle, this legendary expanse of ocean can be found between the points of Miami, Bermuda, and Puerto Rico. Specifically San Juan, Puerto Rico. Pilots often tell of their instruments going haywire, and numerous ships have been lost at sea, with explanations ranging from gas bubbles to aliens. No one is sure what is behind the strange phenomena. It is strange that a lot of ships would go missing just in this huge section of water, of ocean, for no apparent reason. And a lot of pilots say, like, my instruments have not, like, you know, the equipment that would be on an airplane. They were like, my equipment went haywire. I don't know what went wrong. I was just flying through the Bermuda Triangle and stuff happened. I didn't do it. 21. I don't know if you guys heard that, but there was a really loud vehicle going by. But 21. Kryptos. I had known nothing of Kryptos, so we're going to be reading the description right away. Just outside the CIA headquarters in Langley, Virginia, you will behold a statue that has coded encryptions on its surface. This very captivating sculpture was created by Jim Sanborn, to show that everything can be resolved and decoded with the use of patterns and clues. Of the four inscription sections that were included, only the first three have been cracked, but the fourth? Not even the brilliant minds in the CIA were able to get to the bottom of it. Alright, number 20 is Shepherd's Monument Inscription. Let's read about this. In Staffordshire, England, there is a sculpture that has invited the wits and intellect of many intellectuals in an attempt to decode an inscription reading D-O-U-O-S-V-A-V-V-M. Although the Shepherd's Monument was constructed back in the 18th century, so this is the 21st, that would have been in the 1700s, maybe. Yeah. The letters found therein were never solved, even 250 years after it was completed. So imagine the people that built this back in the 18th century. They either like meant it as a message, an a secret message to us in the future, or they were just like, hey, let's put random letters on there and freak out the, and like prank the people of the future. So they'll try to be like, what the heck do these mean? Yeah, could have just been that. Number 19, Tamim Shud. Back in December 1948, an unidentified man was found dead in Somerton Beach. So this is like a John Doe case, sort of. The body was found located in Adelaide, Australia. So Somerton Beach, located in Adelaide, Australia, found in one of his pockets was a piece of paper with the words Tamim Shud written on it. The words were translated to finished or ended, based on excerpts found in the Rubaiyat of Omar Khayyam. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but yeah. Although governments around the world have tried to identify the man, his identity has remained a mystery. Wow. Let's move on. Number 18, Zodiac Letters. I'm assuming this is about the Zodiac Killer, who sent letters to police saying, try and catch me, I bet you can't, something like that. During the 1960s and 1970s, there was a certain criminal in the San Francisco Bay area that was identified as the Zodiac Killer for the mind-boggling letters he sent to the police and to the press. Although one of the four letters were cracked, which contained a very disturbing message, the other three have never been identified, even until now. Wow. Number 17, Georgia Guidestones. Also identified as the American version of Stonehenge, the Georgia Guidestones located in Elbert County are shrouded in mystery, although they were erected only in 1979. And from the picture, it looks like there's some writing on it, maybe, and there's like symbols from what I can see, but I can't read it. Written on the walls were 10 new commandments, written in English. They were written in English, Swahili, Hindi, Hebrew, Arabic, Chinese, Russian, and Spanish, although no one is sure why or for whom they were meant. Who would write 10 new commandments, though? Number 16, Ron Gorongo. Yeah. In the mysterious Easter Islands, where the Moai stands, a set of glyphs have been discovered. Excuse me. Called Rongorongo. These glyphs have never been deciphered, although they may contain clues concerning the huge heads found scattered around the island. So the symbols on it could be like telling the people of the future, which would be us, like, hey, just so you know, this is how we moved these stones, this is what might have happened to us, this is what life is like back when we were, this is what life was like when we were alive. I don't know. I'm just assuming. Alright, let's get back into it. Number 15, Loch Ness Monster. For ages, people have been hearing about the Loch Ness Monster and how it baffled everyone, thinking that it is a creature unlike any other. There have been many sightings over the years. Photos and videos of actual footage have been checked and looked at time and time again, confirming if it could be some kind of sea serpent or a descendant of the dinosaurs. Even today, as some are claiming, it still exists and swims under the waters. And they call it Nessie, from what I know. 14. Bigfoot. Oh, I think there's shows out there that are like hunting Bigfoot. Okay. But does he actually exist? We don't know that. Also known as Sasquatch, which seems a little bit insulting. I would prefer Bigfoot if I was him. Maybe. Bigfoot is just like in every single episode of mine, I cannot English. Bigfoot is supposedly a creature that lives in the snowy mountainous regions of the United States and Canada. So he just goes back and forth sometimes. I mean, he can't really go all the way across the ocean to, like, Europe. Unless he can swim really well. I don't know. It may be identified as a gorilla at first, however, its walking posture can be compared to that of a man. Like a human's. Human! Needless to say, the creature is truly a mystery. 13, and I just talked about this in my last episode. The Black Dahlia murder. And it has a picture of the Black Dahlia with the words above it saying, "Someone knows." 22-year-old Elizabeth Short was very active and at promoting herself into showbiz at the time the Black Dahlia murder occurred. However, no one knew of the killer or who actually did the murder. Remember the doctor I talked about in that episode? I watched the video way before I did that episode. I think his name was Dr. George something. Oh, I'd have to... I don't know. I don't remember. Help! Number 12. Stonehenge. While Stonehenge is a very fascinating structure due to the big rocks that stand atop one another, the biggest mystery isn't how it was created, but why. It could have just been like their way of telling time, maybe. I think that's a theory I've heard somewhere. I don't know. I'll move on. Number 11, Shroud of Turin. Don't know what that is. The shroud containing an imprint of a human face has been one of the main focuses of Christian research, as many have suggested that the person's face in the shroud could be Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If you look at the picture, there might be some form of a face. Like, to the left-hand side, near the bottom left corner. Kind of looks like it could be a face, but not maybe not a human face, necessarily. It doesn't really look that human, to me at least. But yeah, that's seriously not it though. It's not, oh, never mind, there's a next page button. Alright, we're back after the short little break. The 1 second break. And number 10. The way I said that was weird. Number 10. The Lost City of Atlantis. This is another famous one. And the picture just looks amazing. Looks like it could be an ancient Greek city of sorts, from what the picture is depicting. The city of Atlantis has been imagined as the crowning city of Neptune, where mermaids and mermen live. Okay. So the little mermaid's real. Ariel is swimming under the sea somewhere. Unless she found Prince Eric by now. However, findings suggested that Plato had discussed the topic, specifically with his two dialogues, Timaeus and Critias. I don't know if I pronounced that right. The text mentioned the existence of Atlantis based on stories being heard during the journeys. Additionally, it described that Atlantis was in its prime state. There were clues the big city did exist, but was buried in the depths of the ocean now. Now that it sunk into the deep, many are still wondering if it is real. I don't know, some really brave scuba divers are gonna have to go and find it. Yeah. Number 9, extraterrestrials, also known as aliens. From the mysteries found in the Eastern Islands to the Bermuda Triangle and even the Roswell incident during World War II, which I don't know what that incident is, so. Humans have always been in question as to whether we are in the universe or not. I don't know, are we in the universe? Is Earth in the universe? With some claiming to have been abducted by these aliens and others calling it hogwash, there is as of yet no consensus. No matter how people spin it, there are tons and tons of videos and eyewitness accounts. So what is the truth? Oh! They mean, like, whether other living beings are in the universe, right? Men have always been in question as to whether we are in the universe or not. What? Are we in the universe? I don't know. I think we are. I think they mean if other living things, other living beings of sorts are out in the universe, because obviously Earth is part of a solar system. The solar system is part of the Milky Way. The Milky Way is in space, which would be, I guess, a universe. Yeah. Number 8, Severed Foot Beach in British Columbia. What? And there's just like a photoshopped picture of a beach, and then there's a foot. A foot. It's not uncommon for bodies to wash up on beaches, but for one beach in British Columbia, severed feet have consistently been floating ashore for the past several years, causing numerous theories to be put forth. There's a mystery afoot. That was not that funny, but yeah. Number 7. Wow. Signal. When Jerry R. Emmon worked under the SETI project of the Ohio Wesleyan University's Perkins Observatory, he did not expect that he would be able to pick up a radio frequency supposedly coming from deep space. He was able to get a 72-second signal from the constellation Sagittarius, and was never able to get it again. Wow. Up to this day, no one is sure about the origin of the signal. It derived its name, however, from the wow that Jerry wrote in the margin of the printout. So, wow, signal. Number 6, D.B. Cooper. When D.B. Cooper hijacked a Boeing 727 along with $200,000, he proceeded to jump out of the plane with a parachute. He was never found, however, and this remains the only unsolved case in the U.S. aviation history. Let's go to the next page. It's loading. Number 5, Lal Bahadur Shastri. He was born on October 2nd, 1904, died January 11th in 1966. So, yeah. He died an unexplainable death since he left the country healthy. Many have claimed that he died of a heart attack, but the doctors and other specialists who have checked him out, including his wife, confirmed that he was A-okay. His wife had also made the assertion that the Tashkent Pact, upon signature, gave the chance for him to be poisoned. This was never proven since there was no post-mortem diagnosis of the body, so every assumption that could be answered were already included in the grave. Number 4, Nazca Geoglyphs. That's N-A-Z-C-A, Nazca. The Nazca civilization is responsible for some of the most fascinating geoglyphs on the face of the earth. They include everything from spiders, monkeys, sharks, orcas, and flowers, the precision of which is incredible given that the Nazca had no way of examining their work from above. Number 3, S.S. Orang Medan. What happened to S.S. Orang Medan, or Man from Medan, in Malaysia, is perhaps one of the most fascinating and mind-boggling mysteries that ever existed in seafaring history. Everything began with an SOS message in 1947, that mentioned the captain, along with the rest of the crew, was dead. What's worse, even the telegrapher died during the transmission of the message. When the Silver Star was able to receive the distress call and went to inspect the ship, they confirmed the deaths of all aboard. Speculations of ghosts, hazardous chemicals, and even aliens have been raised. But there is still no conclusion as to what actually happened. Number 2, aluminum wedge of IUD, I don't know how to say that exactly, so AIUD. Back in 1974, a group of workers in Romania discovered 3 different objects 10 meters deep in the sand trench. Why can I not talk? Ugh! 2 of the items were prehistoric elephant bones that have been dated as old as 2.5 million years ago. The third object, however, is an aluminum wedge that was found together with the ancient bones. This discovery dumbfounded most researchers, as aluminum was difficult to create even by 19th century standards. While some call it evidence of extraterrestrials, others are calling it a hoax. However, it is, whatever it is, we may never know. And number 1 is the Mackenzie Poltergeist in Greyfriars. So it's a ghost story now. Ooh. The Mackenzie Poltergeist is one of the most famous attractions when taking the City of the Dead tour with the Greyfriars Kirkyard in Edinburgh. Visitors experience a variety of mysterious health issues. Some people who join the tour experience bruises, scratches, and some even faint as they enter and see the black mausoleum where Sir George Mackenzie lies. Is it all for show? Maybe there's only one way to find out. So that was 25 greatest unsolved mysteries ever on list25.com/25-greatest-unsolved-mysteries-ever/. And again, if you are not able to write down that link, I will put it in the description of this episode. So, yeah, that's all we have for now, and I hope you guys have a great life, great whatever, I hope you guys have a great day, a great life, a great whatever, and I'll see you next time. Bye!